Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you wanting to start something or take the first step, but you're scared? Well, today I'm going to be talking about taking the first step and some very simple actions you can do to do that, to start feeling more empowered and therefore confident. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra bit of guidance for you then as well that you want to stick around for. Now, just before we dive into today's episode, if you want to be in the loop with all the latest episodes, never miss any, and get a weekly confidence and growth tip from me, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below and sign up for absolutely free. Okay, so I've come across this phrase, and it's called ready, aim, fire. And I've had two or three mentors talk about it, and particularly my mentor, Joseph McClendon, talks about it an awful lot. Ready, aim, fire. And what you might think there is you're thinking about a gun or kind of like a car race or something like that, or like the start of a race when they fire off the gun or whatever, right? And it's all about like you start getting ready, like you're preparing yourself, and then it's like you aim, so you're picking where you're going to go, and then you fire and then you go. Now, what a lot of people do when they're scared or they're overthinking things is do the ready, aim, ready, aim, ready, aim, ready, aim, and never fire, right? Now, what I tend to do is just I rush through the ready and then the aim sometimes and just fire, and then we'll mess it up. Now, some people are so stuck on this ready aim because they're like, I want to get it right. Well, guess what? There's no guarantee you're going to get anything right. And that's what I've learned. And I realized there's some areas in my life I was doing this really well and have been doing this very well, like ready, aim, fire, like doing all of them, getting like more sure on where, getting myself ready and then knowing where I'm going and then actually taking action on it, right? For example, like my podcast, I just like, all right, ready. Okay, I'm ready to go. I know what I want to do. I want to make this many and I'm just going to push them out, right? And I was thinking about this as someone who works in sales, who's been in coaching and then been in project management, because it's really good to look at this across all of them. Now, those who succeed are always firing at some point. They're always taking action. And other people who don't take action, I've often heard them look at them and say, well, it's all right for them. Well, no, they're just deciding to fire. And it's not as easy, but they do it. And people come up with very logical sounding excuses, which are BS excuses, to why they're not firing or taking action, in my experience. And I've been guilty there as well. It's like, well, I was going to do my first YouTube video, but yeah, I just got to study some more stuff and then I'll make it, right? Instead of actually making it. And when I made it, I made a bit of a roll, right? Now, I'm going to go through some steps on how you can start taking more action, because so many people are like, how do I actually take it? I just want to ask you this. How does it help you if you're like, I'm ready, aim, ready, aim, ready, aim, because you're anything like me? It doesn't serve me. It didn't serve me anywhere. So here's some very simple steps, right, in this process for you. Right. Know what you want. What do you want? Like, not what do you not want? Because often people are thinking, right, I don't want to be rejected, like even if it's unconscious, I don't want to be rejected. I don't want to mess that up. I don't want to look stupid, right? Look at what you want. I want to succeed. I want to sign that new client. I want to get that new business deal. I want to get that new job. I want to go on a date with that person, right? Whatever it is, know what you want, not what you don't want, right? And then ask yourself why. And if you can't answer that, maybe you don't even want the thing. Maybe it's being conditioned randomly. Have a real strong why as to why you want it. It's a very cliche saying in the personal growth space. You got to know your why. If your why doesn't make you cry, is it even your why? I can't remember who said that one. That's not me quoting it. It's someone else. Anonymous, we'll put for now. Anyway, so you got that one. So you know what you want and you know why you want it. The third question, who can help me? Not how, who. And why have I said who rather than how? Because the how can get us very caught in the paralysis by analysis, what you're saying, when you start thinking, right, there's that, Matt, there's that, that book says that, that internet source says that, that YouTube video says that. Okay, I'm starting to piece this all together. Yeah, you could do it that way. You could do trial and error. That may take you a very long time, though. Here's a better way. Find someone who's done it already or done something very similar. And the best way is to pay them to be your mentor, to be your coach, or buy one of their programs. Now, people are like, oh, well, I want to save the money. Well, you're not going to save the time, are you? Because you're going to waste an awful lot of time, and you can't get time back. You can get money back. You're going to waste an awful lot of time trying to figure it out on your own. And actually, that could be costing you money, because if it's something, it could be something that's actually costing you money by not making that change as well. And then the fourth one I've added in, who can I commit to right now? So like you say you want to do something, find someone who's a good accountability partner and ask them to hold you accountable. As soon as I come up with something, I'm like, I've got to do this, I will tell my accountability partner, Nick. I'm like, Nick, I've got to do this. And he's very good. Like yesterday, he popped me a message that I said, I'm going to work on my psychology in this area and I'm going to have a practice in place by the end of Monday. And Nick is brilliant. And he messaged early and said, how is this going? Good man, right? That's exactly the kind of person. I've had people in the past that I've like said, we'll be accountable, and like I never hear from them. They're not very good at people to hold accountability. So that's the fourth one. Find someone who's good, who's going to actually hold you accountable. Now, again, the best thing is to actually invest in yourself and get a coach or mentor. Yeah, if you've got a very reliable friend or someone like that. Now, Nick's not my coach. He's a friend, but he's a very good accountability partner, and I have my own coaches and therapists and things like that as well. Yet Nick's very good for accountability. If you don't have someone, I would strongly suggest getting a coach or mentor. Okay, now my bonus point I want to add in. Just before we go on to that, though, I want to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any and have a free weekly confidence and growth tip, then all you got to do is subscribe to the free weekly newsletter, link below. And here is like three things that I've put as the final point to really start taking more action, because it's going to enforce you to. And it's reward, punishment, and praise. Now, some people get very funny when I say like the punishment. For me, it works. It may not work for you. If not, just take the punishment and then just do the other two out, right? Just do the other two. At least do the other two. Very minimal, at least do the third one, I'm going to say. So basically, at least do the praise. Ideally do praise and reward. And if you can, do praise, reward, and punishment. Now, what are these? Well, you're going to commit to do something, tell someone else. What I want you to do is think of a reward. If it's something quite big, you know, give yourself a big reward. What are you going to reward yourself with? If you don't do it, what are you going to do as a punishment? For me, it's something like I get no coffee the next day, and that's horrendous because I love coffee. Or maybe it's not watching your favorite TV program that week or something like that, right? I remember talking to a coaching client once, and I said, who loved coffee, and I said, look, if you don't do that, have no coffee for a couple of days. She goes, I couldn't do that. And I went, exactly. That's your skin in the game to really do this thing then, isn't it? Right? So that's the punishment element. Again, if you really, some people get really anti doing it. They're like, oh, you shouldn't punish yourself. Well, it's adding leverage to you taking action. And you're going to reward yourself when you do it. So you're like, you've got that double pleasure and pain really driving you to move forward. And then the third bit, praise. That's a bare minimum, right? Praise. Patting yourself on the back and smiling and saying well done to yourself and really feeling it, even if you have to play into it a little bit at the beginning, is really going to encourage you to do more of it because you're praising yourself for doing something. So that's what I got for you today in order to take the first step. I appreciate you for being here. You'll improve other people's lives for being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.